Wabashaw County agent, a longtime friend of mine. We were classmates in college back 20-some years ago. And I understand that you are about to become a new father. It's nice of you to get up and come over here and worry about our Farm City days, Matt, along with worrying about another youngster. This isn't the first one in the family.
Oh, of course not. This will be number four.
Number four. Well, I hope that Mrs. Metz is comfortable. Is she in the hospital now?
No, I'm afraid not.
She's waiting at home for you?
She's waiting for
This is going to be a very short interview. Now, Matt, this is a great farming area, and I imagine you've had a pretty good year.
This has been a very good year, Maynard. The corn and the soybean crop, as well as the small grain crop, has been excellent this past year. We had a few pockets where it was a little dry in July, but outside of that, most of our crops have been excellent.
Mm-hmm. For the benefit of folks who are not familiar with this area, this is right along the Mississippi River. A lot of the country a little on the hilly side, and I would imagine that with the interest you've had through the years in Plowville and other soil-conserving practices, that soil conservation is one of the big things you stress here in Wabasha County.
This is very true. Soil conservation was started here way back when it started in the state of Minnesota, back in the 30s, and since that time, most all of our farmers practice soil conservation in some way or another. The last check I had with the soil conservation people, somewhat over 1,000 of our 1,400 farms practice soil conservation.
In one form or another?
In one form or another.
A lot of terraces, and you farm around the slope instead of up and down?
I get accused from my friends back in southwestern Minnesota, where I grew up, that we farm both sides of the hill. Yes, we go around the hill, it is really a practice that has helped these farmers tremendously.
Mm-hmm. I know that one of your interests through the years has been 4-H Club work, and we were visiting with the Moyer family of the Mount Pleasant Pheasants 4-H Club. How many club members do you have in Wabasha County?
This past year, there were approximately 540 4-H Club members in Wabasha County.
Mm-hmm. Well, a real pleasure to visit with Matt Metz, the Wabasha County agent. And, Rod, you say you're going on a tour, huh?
You better believe it, Maynard.
Where are you going?
Gee, I'm glad you asked. Well, we're going to stop off at Lake City, and then after that, we're going to visit the Harold Shrimp Farm. And after that, we're going to the Orient.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that.
So, 60 people expected down there in March and April, and then to the Orient. Yeah, that's in March, with Johnny Boone as host, and April with Old Rog as host. The WCCO Radio Good Neighbor Holiday in the Orient. We'll fly by Northwest Orient Airlines on their very newest fan jets, and we travel that polar route, you know, and get there so much faster now. Don't spend all that time traveling. You're there. 22 full days in the Orient. And boy, the fantastic things we'll see and do. It's going to be fantastic. Just fantastic. Do you have that brochure yet? Well, just write to WCCO Radio, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and ask for the Orient Tour brochure, and we'll send it to you and gives you all the details, tells you the cost, how you can go now and pay later, and all that sort of thing. Say it's 16 minutes past 6, our CCO temperature is 45 degrees, and WCCO Radio's prep parade will honor the Glenville High School Band as the football band of the year tomorrow night at 8 here on 830. Say, you're having trouble keeping your house warm these chilly days? Then it's time you got Warp's Easy On Storm Window Kits. The famous storm window in a box. For only 39 cents, you get a 72 by 36 inch sheet of transparent plastic with molding and nails. Just tack over any screen and you have a snug, winterproof storm window. Your hardware, lumber, or building supply store has Warp's Easy On Storm Window Kits for only 39 cents. Storm Door Kits, 49 cents. And for extra protection and convenience, close in your porch or breezeway with Warp's crystal clear plastic flexo glass, only 33 cents a lineal foot. You can winterproof an average size breezeway for only $13, a porch for a few dollars more. But be sure you get the original, genuine Warp's flexo glass with the 2-year money back guarantee now at your dealers. 18 past 6 on the top of the morning show, 45 degrees, the all time high was 1963. When it went up to 57, the all-time low in 1896 went down to 3 below. there is a chance, Maynard, we'll set a record today if it goes up to 58.
Well, good for us. Let's all work at it, shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they took a poll down here at the tavern in Lake City the other day.
A poll at the tavern?
Yeah, to see how many people see television in tavern.
Yeah?
The returns were staggering.
No.
Oh, yeah. Ed Herman is the John Deere dealer here at Lake City, and we're going to visit with Ed for a little while. Tell me, I suppose you cover a considerable area here, do you, Ed?
Yes, with Lake Pepin being 3 miles wide, dividing us from the state of Wisconsin, there isn't too much farming done out there. So we branch out to Zumbro Falls, Goodhue, Dumfries, which probably you haven't heard of. But
I haven't heard of Dumfries, no.
This is a...
I've heard of Humphreys.
No relation, I'm sure.
No relation.
No votes out of there either. Dumfries is a community down on Highway 60.
Uh-huh.
This is a relatively old German area. The farmers here, good farmers, conservative farmers.
Thrifty, hardworking.
Thrifty, and pay their bills.
That's typical of all of us Germans, you know.
Right.
Of course, on St. Patrick's Day, I'm Irish, but otherwise I'm German. So.
You don't kid me, boy.
Has it been a pretty good year for you?
Very good year. We've had an outstanding crop this year, corn, soybeans, small grains. This area, of course, with the hilly terrain, there's a lot of hay grown, and haylage is becoming an everyday word here.
Mm-hmm. Well, the machinery and equipment to get this job done has changed considerably in recent years. Now we take fewer trips and get more jobs done at the same time as you go across the field.
This is right. When we came to Lake City 15 years ago, we were selling many two-plow tractors because the farms were 80 to 120-acre farms, many of them were. Today, we see many five-plow tractors
uh-huh.
in the field, larger self-propelled combines and such.
Uh-huh. We have one of the neighbors here, too, Marvin Howitt. Do I pronounce your name correctly?
That's right, Maynard.
Tell us a little about your farm.
Well, if you started out walking about due east from here and a half a mile, you would run on to climb over line fence and run onto my land. I've got...
What if I took my car? I'm a little tired this morning.
Well, you go around the road and then you drive by the place.
How big a farm is it?
200 acres. I bought it, or I am buying it, 3 years ago.
With the banker, yeah.
Well, yes, something like that. 3 years ago when I graduated from college, University of Minnesota up here, I got the opportunity to buy this farm. It's within a mile and a half of the home farm when I was born and raised.
That makes it convenient.
Yes. And so I started farming and starting to get my feet on the ground now with this good year this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, this will help quite a little. How big a family do you have?
Just my wife and myself so far.
Mm-hmm. Well, having a pretty good year with things as they are, a lot of people, you know, who don't appreciate the fact that getting started in farming today is a difficult thing. You need a lot of credit to get started. It's rather difficult these
yes.
days to get started in the farming business.
There's a big capital overhead that you probably... there's a change coming here. A lot of the farmers nowadays won't, in their lifetime, won't even begin to pay for their farm. It's a big business. You're going to have to manage it and come out.
Uh-huh. Well, you're one of our Pioneer seed corn salesmen, too, aren't you?
That's right. I took on the dealership last year. I got my feet on the ground. I hope to increase my sales this year. I listen to you once in a while in the noon hour when you have the program there at, going on 1 o'clock.
Well, I appreciate that, Marvin, and best of luck to you. Marvin Howitt of Lake City, Minnesota, one of our good Pioneer salesmen, a neighbor here to the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm. And after we air-condition things here, Raj, how about our hymn?
Well, I think after we air-condition things, we'll have the news, actually, Maynard, but I'm
All
sure.
Right.
We'll make up for it and have a longer hymn tomorrow. How about that?
All right.
CCO temperature is 44 degrees now in the Twin Cities. The wind is out of the south at 6 miles per hour. Humidity is 89. Sky is cloudy. Barometer 29.86 and rising slowly. It's 49 at Eau Claire where it's cloudy. Wausau, cloudy 42. La Crosse, cloudy 49. At Bismarck, fair and 20. Pier, clear and 37. Rochester, cloudy and 47.
Hi, all you people out there in Radioland. This is your friendly roving reporter. And today I'm asking people about freshened air humidifiers. Pardon me, ma'am. What is your name?
Why, dear boy, I'm Lady Upperbottom.
Well, Lady Upperbottom, would you mind telling me what you think about freshened air humidifiers?
Oh, not at all. Marvelous things. The only portable humidifier made with a rust-proof stainless steel inner chassis. And those exclusive freshened air dual filters, too. Other humidifiers just have one, you know. I get quite a bang out of popping them out for fast cleaning, too. And, of course, the freshened air humidifier is made by Corey. Good people, you know, famous for their coffee makers.
Lady Upperbottom, would you mind telling us what you're doing in the U.S.?
Oh, not at all. Couldn't find a freshened air humidifier in England, you know.
Well, things are tough all over.
See Corey freshened air humidifier at Canby Farmers Cooperative in Canby, Minnesota. And Lake Park Co-op Creamery... Oil Department, Lake Park, Minnesota. 24 minutes past 6, 44 degrees. Jim, are you ready?
I sure am ready. Are you?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
All right.
Should we push the button and see what happens?
Push the button. Good morning. This is Jim Hill with the news and weather and brought to you by Funk Brothers Seed Company, producers of Funk's G Hybrids, the hybrid with more capacity to produce. Roger, what is that weather story?
Well, there's a low-pressure center this morning in eastern North Dakota, and it's brought mild overnight temperatures to the five states. Most readings are in the 30s and 40s, with a few in the 20s in North Dakota. The low will move to Iowa by tomorrow night, spreading rain and snow over much of CCO land tomorrow. The storm, if you can call it that, will begin to pull cold Canadian air southward tomorrow, with temperatures much colder by tomorrow night. Wisconsin will be mostly cloudy, windy, and mild, with occasional rain through tomorrow. Rain changing to snow in the northwest by tomorrow afternoon or night. High today in the 50s, low tonight mostly in the 40s. In Minnesota, it'll be cloudy through tomorrow, with scattered light drizzle of snow in the extreme north through tonight. Continued mild today. Tomorrow, occasional rain or snow and colder. Highs today in the 50s, lows tonight 24 to 44. In the Twin Cities, considerable cloudiness through tomorrow. Chance of showers mostly tonight and tomorrow. Continued mild through tonight. Cooler tomorrow. Southerly winds 10 to 20, diminishing late today. High today, 5, 8, 58. Low tonight, 40. High tomorrow, 45. Low tomorrow night, 25. Right now, it's 44. Wind is south at 6. Humidity is 89. Sky is cloudy. Barometer 29.86 and rising slowly. And the message comes from Jim.
Well, you do nice work, Raj. ZF4, Funk's G Hybrid Research, announces a new high-capacity hybrid, Funk's G4287, specially bred for outstanding performance in the G18A maturity range. Met a fellow again last night at Lake City High School who was well acquainted with Funk's G Hybrids in the area, Bob Bernfine of Lake City, who was a straight winner in the extra yield contest a few years ago. But this new, hot new ZF4 Special Cross has demonstrated unmatched yield powers, superior standability, under dozens of actual field tests. Its rugged dependability at ZF4 breeding offers farmers an important new hybrid in the G18A maturity area. Stiff, straight stalks on well-anchored root systems assure attractive, arrow-straight stalks right through harvest. New Funk's G4287 picks clean and easy. Strong, rugged cobs remain intact under stress, making this ZF4 hybrid an excellent combine corn. At more than three dozen field test locations against other outstanding hybrids, Funk's G4287 out-yielded, outstood them all. So make next year a bumper crop year. Plant Funk's G4287. See your local Funk's G dealer for this and all the high-capacity Funk's G hybrids. Rog, bring us up to date on the news now.
Cloquet, Minnesota police have turned to questioning the Cloquet High School faculty in their effort to track the killer of young Kathleen Marie Bodie. The brown-haired ninth grader was stabbed to death in a music room of the school last Thursday morning. Police say they have several clues, including a bloodied man's shirt, but say the probe still has a long way to go. A gun-wielding prisoner who left two Virginia deputies chained to trees near Menominee, Wisconsin, yesterday was recaptured less than 5 hours later in St. Paul. Two detectives spotted the fugitive, 25-year-old Arthur Cost, formerly of Hugo, Minnesota, in a cab. They forced the cab to a curb and arrested him without gunplay. Cost was being taken back to Virginia State Prison when he pulled a hidden revolver on his captors, forced them to free him, and fled in their state-owned car with $550. The car is still being looked for. Governor-elect Harold Evander has moved into a first-floor cubbyhole office in the state capitol to prepare for the start of his administration. His biggest job right now is to prepare a budget for the 1967 legislature. He says he'll name some of the staff tomorrow. Today is the third anniversary of President Kennedy's assassination in Dallas and the third anniversary of Lyndon Johnson's succession to the presidency. Johnson is expected to spend the day routinely at his Texas ranch, reading reports from Washington and telephoning key officials. A routine day for Johnson means no official visitors. Meanwhile, the controversy continues over the shots fired during the Kennedy administration, or assassination rather, in Dallas, as related by the Warren Commission. Did just one bullet hit both Kennedy and Texas Governor John Connally, or did a second person fire at the Kennedy motorcade 3 years ago today? These are some of the questions causing the renewed controversy. Well, Jim, that there is it.
All right, thank you. That's the latest weather and news. Jim Hill and Rod Erickson reporting for Funk's G, America's greatest hybrid, the hybrid with more capacity to produce. And we'll be back here at Lake City in just a minute.
Okay.
Ever notice your luggage tag when you fly United or any other airline? It always has three letters, like O-R-D or D-E-N. If we had to spell out each city, well, you know how much time that would take. So destination is a three-letter word for people at United. It's one big code in the head to remember, because we fly to 112 U.S. cities, more than anybody else. But that's not all our people remember. There's also a list of things they do to make your flight more pleasant, and that list is even longer.
Fly the friendly skies of United.
You say you want to go to Hawaii and you're looking for a lift? Jet United all the way. On United, you can stop off and visit California, and then Hawaii's only $100 further west. For reservations, call United or your travel agent. WCCO Farm City Days, Lake City today, Amory tomorrow, to promote better understanding between urban and rural people. From studios in St. Paul and Minneapolis at 830-WCCO.
All right, Roger. We're right here at the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm. Nice group of people here from the Lake City area, and we're going to be visiting with some of them. On behalf of Charles Pfizer Incorporated, makers of wonder-working terramycin, the famous antibiotics for animals and poultry. Let's get up to date a little bit on the markets, though, of yesterday. Looking at the turkey review, we see the market was fully steady. As far as young hen price is concerned, to Feuder Report, young toms, 23 and a half cents a pound. Fryer roasters at 24 cents. The egg market, I think I can hear some eggs frying in the kitchen, too. The shrimp women are fixing breakfast, and boy, I'm looking forward to that. Grade A large, 38 to 41 cents a dozen. Grade A mediums, 29 to 34. Grade B's, 29 to 33 cents. C's and smalls at 15 to 20. In the grain trade yesterday, spring and winter wheat was up 2 cents a bushel. Soybeans up 1. Corn up 1. Rye up 3. Soybeans closed 2.93 and a quarter. Flax was 3.18. Rye, $1.15 a quarter. $1.22 and a quarter. Oats, 64 and 5/8. 71 and 1/8. Corn, $1.31 and a quarter. $1.32 and a quarter. 16% wheat, 196 and 1/8, 201 and 1/8, 13%, 195 and a half to 197 and a half. What happened at South St. Paul? Well, let's find out, because right there he is, Bob Carlson.
And a good morning to you, Jim, and to all the folks around the Northwest area as we get into this Farm City Week here in CCO land. And you'll be sure to say hello to all those good folks down in the Lake City area, Jim, and tell them that we did have a little improvement that came out of the Monday livestock dealings here in South St. Paul, as the trade on the slaughter steers and heifers ranged from strong to about a quarter higher. Those well-finished steers up around 24 and a half to set the pace. The choice heifers going from 22.75 to 23 and a half, and the tempo of the trade showing much improvement all the way through. It was a steady go on the cows and the bulls and the veal calves. We found a $17 top on cows, sales on the bulls up to $22.50, but still not much over 31 cents a pound on those selected dealers. In the hog trade, a little weakness was evident in the dealings on the butcher hogs, but the sows, the feeder pigs, and the boars earned steady prices, and we had a $20.50 top on those lean and meaty hogs. The average to good hogs, 19.75 to 20 and a quarter, with some of those big weight fatback butchers noted downwards to 18 and 18 and a half. The sow trade featured a 17.75 top. Most of the sow sales 16 to 17.50. And then with the slaughter lamb trade ranging steady to a half a dollar higher, we found the choice in prime wool slaughter lambs going from 21.5 to 22.50. But still, it's the lambs under that 105-pound mark that are getting the best trade action. And that's about the way the trade lined up in yesterday's dealings. And, Raj, I suppose that you should have those revised estimated receipts before we switch back to Jim down in Lake City.
Hey, that sounds like a great idea. Boy, I tell you.
Hey. I got him, Raj.
Hey, you got him?
Yeah, I got him.
Boy, that was a great idea, though. I wonder where they are.
Yeah, 5,000 cattle expected at South St. Paul today, 1,500 cattle, or 1,500 calves, 11,000 hogs, and 5,000 sheep, if I can read Maynard's writing here. Chicago, 2,000 cattle, 5,000 hogs, and 500 sheep. And now, Mr. Pfizer, you have a minute.
Hello.
John?
Yep.
I'm Dave Livingston calling for Pfizer. Understand you got some terramycin crumbles 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
How'd you use them?
Oh, we had 122 feeders arrive, a little on the rough side.
Shipping fever?
Feared so. Cut 12 out for the hospital pen. Wheezing and definitely had respiratory involvements. Isolated 18 more, looked a little puny.
Treated 30 with terramycin crumbles, huh?
Nope, all 122 of them. It's our regular arrival program. They're always stressed, of course, and we assume they've just natural been exposed.
What happened?
Nothing. They're just fine. We did give the two worst ones a shot of terramycin, but no, nothing happened. They're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
This is your regular arrival program, huh?
Well, 4 years now. Off the truck and on the terramycin grumbles. Works real good.
Terramycin crumbles for those arriving feeder cattle. Be sure to get some from your Charles Pfizer supplier. We're at Lake City area on the shrimp farm, the Ralph and Robert shrimp farm. The gals are busy. Isn't this interesting? The gals are busy getting us breakfast, and the boys are out in the barn milking those 65 cows. In the meantime, we've taken over the house, and we're having a great time here. And we're going to be back to visit after we take a look at those camels.
A great new filter cigarette is born. Born with the name Camel. New Camel filters.
New Camel filters, the one born rich.
New Camel filters. This is the one born rich. Rich in taste, with that big Camel head start on flavor. Now that great Camel heritage of real taste comes to you in a great new filter cigarette. No other can compare in flavor. No other can compare in quality to new Camel filters. This is the one you'll want to try.
Try Camel filters, the one born rich.
24 minutes before 7 o'clock on this, the 22nd day of November, a temperature of 44 degrees in the Twin Cities, going up to 58 today. And a low tonight of 40, up to 45 tomorrow, getting just a few sprinkles in the Lake City area as I drove out. I see it starting to rain again, coming down in the big picture window here, looking out over the farm. And I suspect as soon as daylight comes, we might be able to see out across beautiful Lake Pepin, too. And we're going to visit here in Dairyland, USA now, because it's time for Grid 10, the concentrated total performance dairy cleaner and sanitizer from Grid Laboratories, the Division Lion Chemicals, St. Paul and Chippewa Falls. I mentioned Lake Pepin. Lake Pepin, a very important part of the economy of the Lake City area and also a very fine part of its beauty. And they're really going to work on Lake Pepin. One of the first things I ran into when I got here and stopped at Beebe's motel and checked in and visited with Norm Beebe for a moment, and he was showing me pictures of the big fish that they're catching, the fine walleyes and northerns and other fish getting out of Lake Pepin. And then it wasn't long later that I ran into Merle Narveson. And Merle started telling me about the big Lake City Marina and trailer park that's in development right now. And, boy, he's right out here. He's been out here for an hour this morning, and he's been holding up his hand. He wants to get on the air, and he wants to tell us about it. And I want him to tell us about it because, Merle, I think that you've got something here, a great potential for the Lake City area. Tell us about the marina.
Well, Jim, big things are happening in this area. Over $500,000 is being spent to enlarge the harbor and raise the trailer park above flood stage. Work is on schedule. With another 10 days of good weather, all the dragline work will be finished. It has been a long time since Lake City has had space for new boat and trailer owners. But now with this much improved and enlarged area, we'll be asking people to reconsider this area for their summer recreation. Until the new administration building is built in the harbor, I'll have a temporary office in the Chamber of Commerce building. I'd like to invite any of those that are interested in space in the harbor or the trailer park to stop in.
Merle, this is actually a point of land which juts out into Lake Pepin, right on the south edge, as I recall, isn't it? South edge of Lake City?
That's right, Jim. It is a peculiar, actually, in its formation, that it does extend out into the lake, and it comes right to a point.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the harbor is in the on this point.
Well, now, actually, what is the size? I've got Larry Oberg, who's the editor of the Big Chief here. Well, of course, he works for his wife, really, at the Lake City Graphic, the fine newspaper in Lake City. Larry's here just to keep Merle honest and keep him sure he tells the whole story. But how big is this lake?
It's about 30 miles long and 3 miles wide in the widest part.
And has a lot of fine game fish and a lot of recreational potential.
That's right.
What's the tourist business here in a year? Do you know, Merle?
I have no numbers of tourists, but, of course, all the facilities so far have been filled to capacity at all times, the trailers and trailer spots and the boat slips.
Who was telling me last night about a phenomena here in the Lake City area in the summertime? No mosquitoes. What's the story, Larry?
That is right. I can't understand why there are no mosquitoes.
But you're not going to argue with it.
No, sir. There are no mosquitoes on the Lake City Point.
On the Lake City Point in the summertime, there are no mosquitoes.
That's right.
Well, this is great. And certainly the $500,000 development of the new marina is going to be a great addition to the Lake City area and Lake Pepin area. It's going to develop a potentially successful area. It's been successful at this point, but I think, again, as I told Norm, I said I wasn't aware of the fishing in the area, and certainly it's going to help it along with this big development. Merle, when are you going to have it open?
The boats will be able to move in May 1st of this year, or of 1967,
mm-hmm.
and the trailers will be able to move in May of 1968.
Okay. You're going to let us know when that happens?
Sure will.
Okay, we want to be here. Merle Narveson, administrator of the Lake City Marina and Trailer Park, thanks for stopping by to visit with us. I understand you're going to be on a little later and talk with Howard, too. But, Larry, you sit still here. I got to talk with you for a minute. But when you shop at your creamery for a dairy cleaner, why load up in a whole armful of products? Just hook onto the handle of a gallon of Grid. It's a total performance product that handles all your dairy cleaning needs with ease and speed. Now, Grid 10 is a concentrated dairy cleaner. It cleans, sanitizes, eliminates milkstone. It's one product that does all three jobs perfectly. Now, be sure to use it in correct solution. 1 ounce of Grid, that's 2 tablespoons, mixes with 4 gallons of hot or cold water, so you see a little goes a long way. Use it for all your dairy cleaning chores. Washing the rubber inflations, using it as an udder wash, washing the bulk tank, the whole works. You'll find no offensive odor from Grid 10. And I know that you're going to be 100% pleased with Grid 10. Really growing in popularity, so remember your 3 G's. Get a gallon of Grid from your creamery or milk hauler. 18 minutes to 7 it is, and a temperature of 44 degrees, getting snow and rain mixed in the Lake City area right now. Just a question here, Larry. How long have you been running and operating the Lake City Graphic?
Well, we have been here since 1932. I had a partner until 56 when we took over alone.
I didn't find it.
Well, that's good. You and your wife running the business, and you've got some help, I suppose.
Oh, yes, we have real good help.
This is a big job for a newspaper in a community. You have the pulse of the community right there all the time. You can help with bond issues and what have you. You have a great responsibility.
That's right. We work hard in trying to promote the Lake City area, Lake City town.
Well, you're doing a real good job. I know that you're a personal friend of our news director, Jim Borman. He speaks very highly of you, Larry.
Thank you, Jim. I was hoping Jim Borman would be down here today.
Well, I'll have to tell Jim that you asked about him, and that'll make him feel bad that he was.
Okay, good.
Larry Oberg, editor of the Lake City Graphic, thank you for visiting with us for a moment. Got a couple of FFA boys here we're going to visit with, too, so come on in, fellas. We'll have about a minute to hear from you, and you've been sitting here patiently half asleep, and I don't blame you for that. But I want to pass along another word about Grid 10 here. There are several factors to look for in a good dairy cleaner. You want a cleaner, sanitizer, milkstone remover. A product's got to do a thorough job of cleaning. It must completely sanitize and act as a deterrent to milkstone. So Grid 10's the product. Mrs. Walter Grant at Jeffers, Minnesota, dropped us a note. She said the shine in the milking equipment is proof for me that Grid 10 does a good job. Mrs. Robert Ward at Mabel, Minnesota, said, I'm well satisfied with the results in using Grid for all my milking equipment. And Edfred Dins at Owatonna, Minnesota, said it's the best I've ever used to remove milkstone in my milking machines, the pails, the strainers, the hoses, and whatever goes with dairy cows to keep clean and smelling nice and fresh. Now, shouldn't you use Grid 10? Ask your milk hauler for Grid 10. Okay, fellas, lean right out up into the microphone there. Larry Watson and Merle Kennedy, is it?
Mike.
Or Mike Kennedy. Mike Kennedy. Well, Mike, tell me about your role in the FFA here at Lake City.
Well, last year I was president of the FFA, and the last 3 years I've been on the general livestock judging team that goes to Austin for the district competition. And the first year that I was on the team, we went to the state, and this year we're going to the state again.
Well, it's a great experience being a part of FFA, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, it is. I really enjoy it.
Okay, and next to us here is Larry Watson. Larry, where do you stand in FFA? What class?
Well, I'm a chapter farmer right now in my senior year. Last year I was secretary of our chapter, and I've been on the meats team, judging team, for the last 3 years. And when I was a freshman, I participated in the Creed contest, and I went to the region.
Who is your leader, your instructor?
Mr. Ralph Lentz.
Ralph Lentz. Okay, where's Ralph? Is he here or is he back at school?
I think he took off already.
Oh, yeah, he's gone already. Well, gentlemen, I wish that I could talk with more of you. I'm already running into Howard's time. I better get off the air. Thank you very much for stopping by, Larry Watson and Mike Kennedy. Jim Hill for Grid 10.
Okay, and now, Dear Reb, with your Dodge Rebellion mailbox of the air.
Dear Reb, we need advice from you. Dear Reb, tell us what to do. Dear Reb, our Dodge Rebellion gal.
I'll write a letter, get an answer, Radio Pal.
Our first letter reads, Dear Reb, we just love our new Dodge Coronet. It's so sporty and performs so well, yet there's plenty of room for our family. But the kids get so wild and noisy in the back seat. What can we do? Signed, Distraught Mother.
Dear Mother, turn around sharply and give each kid a belt. They're standard on all Dodge cars, you know.
A steeplejack writes, From where I sit, most of today's new cars are beneath me. Can you recommend a luxury car at a reasonable price? Signed, High Boy.
Dear Mr. Boy, men at the top go Dodge Polara for luxury and performance at a down-to-earth.